Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, brought to you each and every weekday morning by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Well, every once in a while, I get confused. Jenna, get right up on that microphone.
You got it.
George is doing it. George, turn that microphone so you can talk into it. There you go. You got to have it facing you. There we go.
Right. Okay.
I thought George Meyer had just stopped by to say hi to me today and that he was doing a replacement route for the U.S. Postal Service. But no, you're here to be a guest on the Mary Griffith Show.
Yep. Good morning.
I am so excited. We'll get to why you're here in just a moment. But Jenna Hull is here.
Good morning.
She's the executive director, chief of the United Way of Adams County, if I'm not mistaken. And congratulations on United We Feud.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. It was such an amazing event. I wish you would have been there. We had so much fun.
I was there in spirit. I was one of the people, survey says.
You took the survey. Oh, good.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was a great idea. You're going to obviously do it again next
Already
year.
Already have it booked.
And it's going to be at the Washington Theater again, I
assume? Actually, we're going to have to move it because we sold out.
Oh,
we
ran out of room.
I know.
What a problem to have.
Yes. We're very excited about it. I won't tell you where it's at yet because we haven't booked it, but it's going to be bigger and better.
Well, I know that the Washington Theater, Brian Durante, who is a volunteer for both groups, the United Way and the Washington Theater, they were glad to see so many people come down and learn about the Washington Theater and what's available there.
It was a win-win. They took us on a tour. They took us up to the old film booth, and I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And the stories that we heard were amazing. And there were so many people that we had a lot of younger people that came in and they said, my gosh, we've never been here. This is so cool.
Well, when you're my age, that's where you were every Saturday and Sunday for the Disney matinee.
We've all been there for those things. But there were so many people that said, we've literally never been in here, and what an amazing space. So,
okay. Well, we'll look forward to it next year.
Yes.
Maybe I'll be asked to answer the survey again.
Maybe you'll be asked to be in it. Who knows?
Who knows?
Mean, you never know.
You just never know. I don't know. I'm not quick on the draw. And also,
That we're also not quick on the draw. I'll just tell you, it was quite entertaining. We had a good time, and there was a few answers that were maybe a little racy, but that's okay.
Well, good. Then I'd fit right in because a few of my answers, I said, now what do I really want to say, or what should I say for the United
What's
Way?
What's appropriate for United Way?
Yeah. So anyway, but it was fun. United We Feud. They raised $20,000. The United Way needs that money desperately to help the people in our community. And speaking of people that need help, the food insecurity in our area just never seems to go away. But every year on Mother's Day weekend, the United Postal Service Letter Carriers Union gets together and they volunteer their time while they're walking their postal route. Yeah, they're delivering the mail, but other off-duty letter carriers and members of their family and maybe a Boy Scout or Girl Scout troop or a church group follows them around. And while they put the mail in the mailbox, somebody else grabs non-perishable food items that were left out. So, George Meyer, that's why you're here today to talk about this. How long have you been involved in this letter carrier's food drive?
So, I've been the coordinator like the last 17 years. And nationwide, it's been going on for about 27 years, I believe.
That's so 17 amazing. Years Quincy has participated.
Right.
We want to make it very clear right off the top of that it's not just Quincy. There are other letter carrier unions around our tri-state area listening this morning. They can also be part of this, right?
Right. Yeah. Canton, Missouri, Hannibal, Missouri, Mount Sterling, and Hamilton are all going to be participating on the same day.
Okay. And the food that's collected in those areas will stay in those areas.
Correct.
And the food collected in Quincy goes right here to Adams County and helps the food pantries here that are near and dear to the United Way of Adams County.
Yes. I believe we have 13 food pantries. Am I saying that right, Michaela? 13 food pantries that will distribute those out, too.
That distant voice.
Yes, she's far away.
She's far away. Michaela is... She's just an advisor today.
She's an advisor, but she had the answers. She's winning. Yeah. So, yeah, we have 13 pantries that we do because we don't want to leave anybody out. Any of the food pantries in Adams County are eligible to come in and do that. And so we actually line them all up, and they come every 5 to 10
yep.
minutes, and we load them up, and we've already got fully staffed volunteers, I hear, for that day. So really excited about that. We do still need volunteers for the routes. That's something that George, I'm sure, appreciates, because there is a lot. Sometimes there's a lot to pick up, too. And so they had a few volunteers last year, but we can always use more on that Saturday.
And let's talk about what that Saturday is. The date of that Saturday would be May 10th?
Right.
Okay. So it's always the Saturday before Mother's Day, right? Am I correct in that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So Saturday, May 10th, you have to have your items out by your mailbox before your mailman comes. So really like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, just to be safe, right?
Correct.
And is there any special bag or device you should be putting them in, George?
Just really anything will go, because if it's going to be too much donated items to put in the mailbag, well, the mail carrier or the volunteer will go ahead and just drive by and pick up everything. So, you know, I just want people to feel free to donate as much as they can. And whatever they do, they put out by their mailbox will be picked up.
Okay. Because the volunteers are going to be shadowing the letter carriers.
Correct.
Because a letter carrier still has to do their work that day.
Right.
The mail doesn't stop. And so you will have a different group shadowing you as you deliver the mail. If it's a small item, you can probably pick it up and then hand it off. But if it's a large donation, and please feel free to do large donations, there will be volunteers there to get that, those items. And the great thing about it is a lot of mail delivery now is in trucks anyway, right? Can you
True.
Actually, you can use the mail truck. You're allowed to put the stuff in the mail truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I didn't want to get you in trouble there.
No.
Let's talk about how important this is. We have, you know, Thanksgiving drives. We have Christmas drives. We have Super Sunday drives, you know, around the Super Bowl. People think, well, goodness gracious, I have seen the amount of food that's donated, like at fall harvest. That certainly must be enough to last the whole year. Oh, no, my good friends. Almost every month, the food pantry shelves go bare. Without some kind of continual reinvigoration, this happens. And so, George, with 17 years experience under your belt, if you can just speak for Quincy, that's fine. If you have other facts, please just throw them in. How many pounds, for example, of non-perishable food do you collect on average?
So last year we collected about a little over 19,000 pounds. This year we kind of upped our goal. We were hoping to get, you know, 22 to 24,000 pounds of food. And it really comes at an important time, because school is starting to, you know, to let out, and the food pantries need to, you know, up their supply, because they're going to have more mouths to feed, and, you know, with the kids coming looking for a hot meal. And so really it's a very important time that people donate, and donate a lot.
Now, the great thing the post office can do is weigh things. And so you really do know how much you got,
right.
Don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and he's really good about distributing it equally to each food pantry. And so when we get there on Monday, I don't know, I think elves come in the night, and they have all these boxes, and they have one for each or two for each pantry, and they equally try to distribute those. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So obviously, people have heard, you know, I think one of the unsung food pantries in our area is the one out at St. John's Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the second largest food pantry in Quincy. Most people think of Horizons or the Salvation Army, and that's
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm.
But there are food pantries all over
yes.
Adams County in the rural areas as well.
13.
And they
yep.
need food
yes.
all of the time as well. And I know Horizons is really good at taking anything they have excess and distributing it out to other smaller pantries
yes,
on a regular
sure.
basis. And they've also got the refrigerated truck. So now they can do a little bit more with, you know, perishable
right.
items as well. But on this drive, we only want non-perishable items. And, oh, man.
Please, no glass.
No glass. Because, see, I was sitting there thinking, oh, man, see, we bought some beets. And it was on sale, and I thought,
yeah.
well, these must be good. They say old world style. So, of course, that must be great. Oh, I bought 3 jars of those things.
No good.
They're horrible. I don't even know if I should give them, you know, like you said, why should I inflict that on poor people? But somebody must like it. So anyway, I can't give those away. Okay, I stuck with those glass jar
beads.
Yeah, we
end up getting a few glass jars every year, but it's usually
it's
kind of a dangerous mess. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, all I have to do, especially beads. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, wouldn't that be? Wouldn't your manager?
It'd be me that would get that bag, wouldn't it, George?
George
probably. Get all probably. Over my
George
yeah.
Meyer's uniform truck, all of the mail that he hadn't delivered stained beet red.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I won't do that to
or
you.
Or spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce.
We've
so
had that
so
too.
Please, please, please. As much as you want to help, only plastic or non-breakable cans, you know, cans or plastic jars. I guess, what is a plastic jar called? A jar is a jar.
Yeah.
I guess it's a plastic jar.
Yeah.
What do you say, George?
Plastic container is good.
Plastic container. Oh, well. How? I'll say that with my pinky out. So what kind of food items are you looking for? And I always say, you know, don't put out the beets just because you don't like them.
Right.
I mean, if there is, you know, obviously that's just a brand. I love beets. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love beets. But, you know, every once in a while you try something and maybe you have three or four cans of it and you don't like it. That's okay. Other people may. But, you know, obviously try to do things that you know a family would enjoy
and
because your family enjoys.
Yes. And we had a lot of people last year that went out and actually went shopping. So there's a difference, right? There's the people that, which is usually me, that goes into the pantry and says, oh gosh, today's the food day. Let me get all my, you know, green beans and carrots and all the vegetables and fruits, and that's good for people. But last year there was people that actually, I think, went shopping and they bought snacks for the kids to have, which I thought was really great. Like we had fruit roll-ups and cereal and things like that. Those are great things to have. And, you know, again, those are treats for some kids. You know, when you're looking at the percentage of Alice and Adams County at 27%, those food pantries are getting a lot more traffic from people that maybe have never utilized them before.
And she used the word Alice, and now we must pause on the Mary Griffith Show so that Jenna Hull can explain the acronym A-L-I-C-E stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained
Employed. I love it. Good job. Mary wins a t-shirt, except she already has like 20.
I'm giving myself a score right here.
Yes.
Six.
You get
I did the eight. Triple axel. You can't get an eight in ice skating. Okay.
That's true.
So these people, they're working.
Yeah.
They're
working hard.
They're not cheating the system. But at the end of the month, they can't provide for their family. And guess what? There are programs to help you pay your electric bill. There are some programs to help you pay your rent. But those checks are due, and you better pay them. And so they turn to the food pantry because that is the area where they can get help.
Well, and when you look at Alice, historically, Alice can't get any of the SNAP benefits or the free and reduced lunch or any of the things that a lot of our friends in poverty are receiving. They don't qualify for those because they make just a little bit over that poverty threshold. And so when you look at that and you say, okay, well, you know, there's help out there. Well, there is help out there, but there's not as much help for Alice as there is for our friends that are 12% of poverty. And so that's why, you know, and you know, you've been to the grocery store lately. Your bill's probably doubled, maybe tripled. And so when you're looking at a family that's money's already a little bit tight, and then all of a sudden you see this huge, you know, increase in even just milk. Oh, my goodness, eggs. I'm thinking about getting chickens. I mean, you got this whole thing.
Don't do it.
No.
If you,
I'm just going to
unless you're good
brother.
At that, those those eggs are $20 a dozen.
Yeah.
Because you
no,
got to
get. You got to feed them.
Well, but you got to get them to lay.
Yes. My sister and brother-in-law bring me eggs. Thank goodness.
So. I know. We have a vendor, too. We have, but see, in the winter, when this was never a problem because we just substitute with store-bought eggs. But the farmer we usually get the eggs from, he's very nice. Don't get me wrong. He treats his chickens well, but he doesn't do anything special for them in the winter. He doesn't heat their coop and put little fur coats on them and stuff like that. So in the winter, they don't lay very much.
Right.
They will every once in a while, but not a lot. So, okay, can't get real eggs? Go to the store. So we found a new lady, and she heats her chicken coop in the winter. And so those chickens will lay all year round
because
a mother is not going to put eggs on the ground that aren't going to survive.
Sure.
So, you know, chickens are smart. They're not going to lay, you know. However, now I want to ask George, on Easter, did you dye marshmallows instead of eggs? Were you one of the new trendy people who chose to dye marshmallows instead of eggs?
I did not, but I did see that online, and I thought that was a cool idea that we might do next year.
Okay, but did you do eggs?
We did do eggs.
Oh
yes.
My God! See, these postal workers make way too much money.
Yeah, I couldn't afford to do the eggs.
I have a big family. We have chickens, so we.
Oh, that's right.
Eggs,
I forgot.
So.
He's the farm boy.
He's like, we'll just pick up some more tomorrow.
Okay, that's right.
That's
right. The gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
The gift that keeps on
I
giving.
Oh, I love it.
True.
We're talking today about the May 10th Letter Carriers Food Drive. There's a name for it. What's the name of that? I forgot.
It is Stamp Out Hunger.
Stamp Out Hunger. See, we're, 20 minutes into it, and I'm just now finding out what the heck the thing is. But, gee, you see, my next guest, I don't even know what the heck he's talking about. I have no idea. Stamp Out Hunger. And this has been going on for a long time. And this year, Quincy alone wants to raise 24,000 pounds of food. And the only way that's going to happen is if people participate. And it's so easy. You don't have to go anywhere.
So
you just make a little note, and we'll be getting a postcard probably in the mail, right?
Right. This actually Friday and Saturday.
This Friday and Saturday.
Just as a reminder.
It's a reminder that put that somewhere, like put it on the little, you know, on your fridge, put the little, magnet there on your fridge that says Monday morning or a Saturday morning, May 10th, get up a little bit early, put all that stuff in a bag and put it out right by your mailbox.
A good thing to do is the card that we deliver, go ahead and put that on your donated item so we know for sure that that was to go for the food drive.
Right. Not just some random bag out there, because you're not going to go looking and ruffling through things.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
No, that's okay.
Depends on what's in there.
They don't have time for that.
No.
So what are some of the food items that you would most prefer? And I know, like, right now, I could think of something I have in my pantry that everybody would love, and that's a can of chicken, a can
mm-hmm.
of meat,
mm-hmm.
you know.
We don't get a lot of meat.
You don't get a lot
of
meat.
Vegetables and fruit cans. We get a lot of cereal.
But canned chicken and canned meat.
Canned proteins would be awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
What else? Also, if you want to donate any, like, bathroom or household items, toilet paper, shower gel, you know, anything that you know, someone might have to make a choice between, you know, when they're shopping at the store. Those items come in help, you know, come in to help too.
Absolutely. Okay. So, unopened bars of soap, shower gels, anything you've gotten and you've accumulated that you have too much of. Too bad there wasn't a need for scented candles in a food drive, because I think we all have about 48 scented candles.
Every time
they're
on sale, you got to go buy the $9.99 or $7.95.
No. But people, this is a urgent plea. Quit giving me scented candles. Either that or they
think
I stink.
Now we know, do not buy Mary Griffith candles.
Yeah, you can buy me chocolate. That's what I want.
Okay.
Chocolate.
And don't buy me a candle that smells like chocolate, because then that just makes me want to eat and I can't eat the candle.
Yeah.
So obviously meat products would be great. Anything that can stretch the food dollar, you mm-hmm. know, mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. mixes,
pastas,
mm-hmm. Like you said, the containers, plastic containers of sauces for mm-hmm. the pastas. Macaroni and cheese is a universal favorite.
Yep.
And again, the great thing about macaroni and cheese, yes, you're supposed to have milk and butter to make it, but you can make it with just water if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't give milk or butter at this. Those are perishable items. You can
right.
only give things that, you know, people can eat. And try to think of some protein-rich sources.
Yes.
And again,
and think of microwavable, too. Some people don't have an oven or a stove. They only have a microwave or a hot plate. So if you have those microwavable cups of mac and cheese, those kind of things go over really well.
Okay. This will happen all day on Saturday, May 10th. People don't need to pre-notify their mailman or anything like that. How are there certain parts of town that are better participants, or is it pretty much people are generous all over the Quincy Postal District?
Yeah, I think, and from the years past, that it's really spread out across the board. You'd be surprised, you know, some neighborhoods that you thought would not give so much usually give the most. They really do.
Well, because they understand what hunger really is.
Sure,
they've probably been
sure.
there.
But Quincy as a whole is just a very generous community, and every year we get a lot of donated items.
Okay. So sometimes your letter carrier comes by foot to your house. Sometimes they come by car or little motorized truck to your house.
Right.
However they get to your house, make sure you put the food out at that point where they are at your mailbox. The food has to be at the mailbox. It can't be up on your porch. although somebody might see it up there, but that's not the point of it.
Right.
The volunteers. And if somebody wanted to volunteer, do we still need volunteers?
We do. They can go ahead and contact us at the post office and ask for myself, and I can give them directions and times that they can be there. Or if they just want to show up about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning at the post office on Saturday, May 10th, that would be great too.
Okay. And then all this food is collected, and then on Saturday night and Sunday, more volunteers sort the food,
right,
and make sure that every food pantry gets X amount of protein, X amount of vegetables, so that one pantry is not getting 3,000 cans of green beans and the other getting 3,000 cans of corn. Everything is weighed and distributed as equally as possible. Is it equal 13 equal parts, or is it based on volume of what the food pantry needs?
So some of the bigger food pantries that serve more hot meals during the week or just have a higher percentage of people that come in tend to get more because they have more mouths to feed. But that's just kind of based on the information that I get from those food pantries.
Right.
But everybody gets something.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And the smaller food pantries obviously are very important.
And we've had one or two food pantries over the last 5 years that have said, hey, we can't take anything this year.
Sure.
So take us off your list. We don't want to take food that we can't fit on the shelves. So we've had that happen a couple of times too. But I think this year all 13 pantries are participating. So.
Well, it's interesting because I don't think we call it a food pantry, but we have a food pantry. Literally on our church grounds, we have a little box mm-hmm. with glass window, and every morning the St. Vincent de Paul Society puts food in there, non-perishable food. And by noon every day, it's gone.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I go to volunteer at school, I'll put stuff in there. That's how I'm going to get rid of those beets. And it's usually gone when I come back out after school day's over, you know. So there's so many people in need, and there's so many people who want the dignity of being able to go. And that's one thing I really like about most of the food pantries now. They let people kind of go shopping for what they need, because what good does it give a family to give them a can of beets if they're never going to eat those? They don't like those.
Right.
And then, you know, like I would just like, yum, give me as many cans of beets as I could get. You know, that would be fantastic. So we have to keep the dignity. George Meyer, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it about Stamp Out Hunger that gets the postal letter carriers so excited? What is it about this project that means the most to you and to your coworkers after 17 years?
I think it's just helping out the people that we deliver to. You know, we see most of the people every day. You know, we see what their lives are like, what their kids are like. And, we see also when they're going through a tough time. And so in order for us to help, you know, help them out with the food drive, it's just a good feeling of you know, helping your fellow man and just, you know, trying to make someone's life a little bit easier.
So you see it, you see all sides of it. You see people who need, and you see people who can give and are willing to give. And there's certainly a lot of those. So folks, let's try to make that 24,000 goal. That means we got to go up by about 20%.
Yep.
From last year.
I think we can do it.
I think we can do it. This year, the need is very, very great. But if you can, you know, I always say make everything a learning experience for your kids. Take them to the grocery store with you and say, what do 7-year-old little boys want to eat? And, you know, within nutritional guidelines, you know, get that. You mentioned microwaves, you know, microwave popcorn. I mean, that's a pretty healthy snack.
Great snack.
If you don't mind hydrogenated oil. But, you know, I mean, again, nobody wants kale. So, good. Kale's not accepted anyway. That's a perishable item.
We don't need kale.
We don't need kale.
We're good.
Nobody ever came into the food pantry and said, my children really want more kale. So, you can just leave that.
Yeah.
You don't put that out.
Maybe not put that one out.
Stamp out hunger. Thank you so very much. Very good surprise to see you today, George.
Thank
I didn't
you
know
much.
You were coming.
Good to see you.
Jenna, very good to see
good
you.
To see
thank you.
You.
And we'll do this all again next month.
Sounds good.
Because the United Way stops by every month. And remember, ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed.
You got it.
And there's a lot of us in this community that fall under that. I don't. I shouldn't say that. I mean, I joke about being poor, but I'm very blessed As you can see, hunger is not one of my issues. We're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. When we come back, perhaps Mark Philpott is here. Perhaps he's not. Who would know? I haven't been outside to look.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out.
We'll see.
We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. George has left to go deliver mail.
Yes.
And we're very glad that he was here. For 17 years, he has helped spearhead this Stamp Out Hunger food drive in our tri-state area. Quincy, Hannibal, Canton, Mount Sterling, and Hamilton, I think, is what he said, are participating. So on May 10th, Saturday, put your non-perishable food items out by your mailbox, and they will stay in your community to benefit. We also want to talk about the United Way of Adams County Day of Caring. They've lined up 20 projects that need to be done, and they need volunteers now to do these 20 projects. And these are things that, well, I know that in years past it's been really maybe simple stuff like hand washing and detailing and waxing company vehicles for, you know, an agency that can't afford that, or painting at an agency. Jenna, sure. Hall from the United Way, when is Day of Caring, and what's lined up for that?
So Day of Caring is going to be on June 6th this year. It's the first Friday of June. It's usually always on that day. And as you said, we have 20 projects. And do we? How many companies do we have, Michaela? Do you know?
That are signed up to volunteer?
So far, yeah. Okay, great.
Okay.
So we need a few more companies, obviously, but there's a few that will be in. We basically try to line up the projects with the companies that support us, like Napide, WGEM, Dot Foods. We have a lot of different companies that
volunteer.
Now,
there's a perfect example. Dot Foods can send more volunteers, and Napide can send more volunteers,
yes,
than a television station, but
sure,
there's different size projects,
exactly,
to be done.
Yes, there's different size projects. Last year we had, actually just right across the street down here, Emberwood Financial Advisors, they took the day, and they came in, and they, I believe they only had four maybe,
mm-hmm,
but that's okay. We gave them a project that was for four people, or we can put two teams of four together and
right,
things like that. So we've been looking at expanding it. The last 2 years we've actually expanded out to the Park District, which was a huge thing. So, you know, putting mulch on the playgrounds and just cleaning up and things like that. We always do the cemetery. So there's a lot of different cool projects that we do. We always do something for the public schools, and then of course our partner agencies. And so this year we'll be at Transitions, we'll be at Salvation Army, we'll be at Cheerful Home. We try to do, you know, quite a few projects within our partner agencies. And it's just a really great time of year to get together too, and for people to see what our agencies do and the impact that they're having. You know, even us as a United Way, we don't have the extra money to go, you know, landscape around the building or, you know, do these kind of painting or cleaning projects. Those are things that we do on our own with our own time and our own money, because we just don't want to spend, you know, donated money in that manner. And so you really have to look at that and see, you know, where you can most have the best impact.
Well, and we were talking years ago as a United Way Day of Caring volunteer, I helped paint the interior rooms,
yes,
in Quinata.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had never been in Quinata, mm-hmm, before. It's a women's abuse shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'd never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
The average person doesn't just wander in there and look around.
Sure. Well, you can't.
Right. Yeah. And so we know that important work is going on in there, and we know it's the old Woodland Home for Girls. So we have a pretty good idea that the rooms are, you know, big and that there's a lot of them and stuff. But when you go out into these agencies and you see what is happening inside, and you,
yeah,
maybe get to meet some of the clients, and
sure,
you get to know some of the people who may be working alongside you that are either agency staff or agency volunteers that are also partnering, then it makes you feel like the money you're giving to United Way, you really have that good feeling, this is what it's going to, and I really support this. And now,
sure,
even more, I'm even more confident,
sure,
of my investment in the United Way.
Yeah, well, that's what we hope, right? I mean, we want to make sure that we are good stewards of the money that we're given, and that's why we do work so hard to do a lot of volunteer events. United Way utilizes over 300 volunteers every year for various things, and Mary, I know you've done half of them, but you know, we utilize volunteers for resource reinvestment. We utilize volunteers for our VOAD. We utilize volunteers for interagency counseling. Council and for our community building council teams. And so we rely on that. When you have a small staff of five or six people, you don't really have, you know, all of the things that need to get done can't get done without those volunteer base. So we're really lucky to have that.
Well, we just had yesterday Heath Richmond on, and you may have heard that RSVP did not get funded, and it's been decades.
Yes.
It's
very sad.
John Wood's been around for 50 years, and this was one of the first projects that John Wood took on as a community cause. Mm-hmm. So at least four decades we've had RSVP volunteers here. Now, as Heath Richmond said, people are not going to quit showing up.
Right.
If they were volunteering at the Salvation Army, if they were volunteering at the Senior Center on May 7th, they're not going to say, oh, I'm not going anymore.
Right.
But it just goes to show how fragile sometimes our volunteer networks can be. And so how important is it to keep spreading that United Way word and keep spreading that base? Because a lot of people think, well, if I can't give $500 to the annual campaign, I'm not worth it.
Right.
I'm not important. Mm-hmm.
And you know better than that.
I know better than that.
But we definitely have to get that word out.
But
for sure.
It's true. I think a lot of times people hear about Knapheide or down in Hannibal, deviled ham, whatever they're called, taco strips. Now what is
General Mills?
General Mills.
It took me a minute. Sorry,
honey,
I'm with you now.
They have been under. I mean, girlfriend, I'm old. I remember it was Underwood Deviled Ham Factory. So come on, I cannot keep all this straight. But everybody hears about the big ones, and thank mm-hmm. God we have the big
yeah.
ones.
But if you look at it, the big ones are still making it with small donations.
Right, because it's their corporate donation, and then each of their employees gets a chance.
Right.
And so you can do as much as anybody else because mm-hmm. you've got time, talent, and treasure.
Yes.
So if we wanted to volunteer on June 6th, because you have 20 different projects, mm-hmm. now some people may not be as good at something as others. Mm-hmm. So call the United.
We have that too.
Yeah.
Say, I'm not painting. Or I'm not washing buses, or I'm not doing landscaping. And we say, that's okay.
We'll put
you where you want to be.
Because if you don't want to do that, you're probably not any good at
it.
Yeah,
so we want to make sure you enjoy it too.
So just call the United Way office.
Yes,
and
ask,
then
for Michaela.
Ask for Michaela, and mm-hmm. a list of kind of projects will be outlined. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just you, and on June 6th, school will be out. Are children allowed to come? I don't mean little teens.
So children, I believe the cutoff is 14.
14.
14 and up.
So,
mm-hmm.
Somebody who's going to be a junior or senior in high
yes.
school next year could come along mm-hmm. with their parents and get that first taste.
Get that feel of what we do and why we do it. And we always have with our agencies, we always have a small presentation where they kind of go through with the volunteers what they do, why they do it. Sometimes they'll give a tour and things like that, because it is good to know and learn more about the nonprofit agencies as opposed to just, hey, we went and did some bushes for them, but now we don't know really anything about them. So the Advocacy Network is really good about that. They always do a presentation. They always talk about, their Happy Bear program. They talk about their CASA program. They talk about their, investigative program.
And see, there's another thing that, we try our best. And here at WTED, we've done numerous stories about that, but there are so many people, because that name Advocacy Network for Children, what is that?
Right.
That's the people that go to court with children,
mm-hmm.
and that's the people that teach about the bad and good touch.
Right.
And once you start getting the program mm-hmm. idea going and get them understanding how many different children that touches,
right,
and how important that
hundreds
is, the prevention aspect of it, and then unfortunately the after intervention aspect of it. It's,
right.
it's both sides.
Right.
More prevention than maybe less after intervention. But
sure.
thank God for them.
Yes.
And what
amazing.
They do. Because
yes.
and again, those volunteers,
and
that is pretty amazing.
Yes.
I'd rather paint a room than do that, just because I'm sure it's immensely rewarding, but again,
yeah.
it takes a special person
yeah,
to do that.
It does. And I think that goes back to what you were saying about people that give $500, okay? Well, for the price of, let's see, a cup of coffee a week, you could fund a child getting a book a month for a whole year. For the price of going out to dinner, you could fund a CASA volunteer for the year. I mean, it doesn't have to be, United Way is founded on these small donations.
Mm-hmm.
A dollar a day, our 365 business circle. For $365, you're in the business circle. Do you know how many kids that gives books for? I mean, these numbers are not... they're not nothing. And I want people to realize that if you're giving a dollar a day, if you're giving $10 a day, if you're giving $100 a month, those reoccurring donations are what really keep us moving and keep us going. And also keep us at the forefront of people's minds rather than just that one and done donation. And so we encourage that. And you can do that on our website, even if you're not doing a workplace campaign through your company.
Yeah, they say the best thing to do is pay yourself first, you know, get that out of your paycheck and put in your savings.
Yes.
Another great thing is don't wait and say, oh yeah, it's time to write my check. If you make a regular recurring gift, whether it's monthly or every time your paycheck hits or whatever, you won't miss it.
Right.
And the great thing about it is somebody needs that desperately. Somebody's being fed today because of the United Way. Someone has a roof over their head today because of the United Way. Someone's learning to read today because of the United
Way.
And somebody's getting health care today because somebody reached out to them and said, we know you have a problem. We're here to help. And I think that unmet needs committee is just fantastic.
Oh, they're wonderful.
I mean,
Michaela's lucky she gets to do that.
The last resort, you know, kind of. And it is fantastic. So, folks, there's lots you can do. So please do it.
Absolutely. And thank you for always getting the word out. I know you're a huge supporter of United Way. I always have been.
Well,
she's done every committee.
I'm not a huge supporter financially, but I will try to be more in the future.
Recurring, Mary.
Recurring. I am recurring.
Good. That's
all
that
matters.
You can't
get rid of me.
There we go.
You don't want to
get
rid of me.
No.
I want to keep you, too.
That's
right. Thank you.
Thank you.